Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Obsidian Achievement. This is your host, Michael Russin. My homies and homos, glad to spend some time with you today. Happy hump day. I'm sorry I haven't been super active recently. I've been talking about how I've been feeling like I've been dragging ass through most of my days. And, I've been sleeping a little bit more and a little bit later. And I got some blood work done, and everything's all right. My cholesterol's, to be expected, was a little high. My testosterone was actually lower than I thought it would be. It was 1,100. It used to be 1,600. So I'm going to dig into that. I did come down. I did come down on my test. I like being up higher than that. 1,100's not where I want it to be. My free test was off the charts. But a little area of concern was my iron. So my iron levels were like non-existent. And that's usually for men an indication of an internal bleed. So I don't have any of the other symptoms. There's no blood in my stool. I'm not throwing up. I'm not nauseous. I don't have any bruising anywhere in my body. I don't have any unusual bloating, weight loss, weight gain. Nothing like that. So I've got to keep my eye on my iron. We got a game plan. We've got a couple meds coming that are going to help. My iron was like gone. Like it said alert on my iron saturation. And I've been telling, my wife, like the past couple weeks in the gym, I'm like, I just can't, I get into the gym and I start, and usually by my third set, I hit a gear and I'm just boom, gone. You know what I mean? Gone. Like nothing else matters. I'm in the zone. I'm crushing it. I've got a huge rush of endorphins. And lately, it's been very frustrating for me because I can't hit that gear. And you guys know me. The gym is my escape. That's where I get it all out, So it's been frustrating for me. And I'm still doing everything that needs to get done. That's the key here. I'm still doing everything I need to do in business, as a father, as a husband. I'm still doing everything. I'm still hitting the gym. I'm on my way to Muay Thai right now. I'm still doing everything I need to do. I just haven't felt 100%. Now I know why. I've got the iron levels of an anemic pregnant woman. Well, not pregnant because she wouldn't have a period. As an anemic woman with a heavy flow. So I don't know where the hell I'm bleeding out from. I don't know. Maybe I have an ulcer or something like that. I don't know. The last thing I'm going to do, I ain't getting an endoscopy or a colonoscopy. I'd rather die. So there's that. You have to. No, I don't. Sorry, I was taking my dip out. No, I don't. You know what I mean? I'm not going to tube shove down my throat or up my butt. How archaic. You know what I mean? We could get like satellite imaging of the surface of Mars, but you're going to stick a tube up my butt to see if I'm bleeding? You know what I mean? That doesn't make any sense to me. That's bullshit. I know there's other ways they can do it. They just don't want to because those tests probably cost more. The endoscopy, colonoscopy. They know they could bill the insurance company a huge penny. You know what I'm saying? It's all a joke. The whole medical system, it's a joke, bro. It's such a scam. It's such bullshit. Dude, it cost us $30,000 to have Ellie. We were in the hospital 2 days for a C-section. Some women are in there for a week, bro. We were in and out, and we didn't do any of the extra tests. None of them. We did no blood work. We did no vaccines. Nothing. We didn't do shit. They sliced her open. They took her that baby out. And we were gone the next day, which is incredible when you think of it. For a C-section, my wife is tough as nails. But $30,000 for that. You know what I'm saying, dude? It's crazy. And insurance picked up like $23,000. So I still got to pay $7,000. But the Somalian family that came over here on a raft, They get babies. They get to have their kids for free, bro. And they give them strollers and bassinets on the way out, all this other stuff. Like, what if I just didn't make a couple million dollars a year? What if I were just a normal, like, 9-to-5 guy? Like, how would we afford to live? You know I ask that question constantly. I'm like, how are people surviving right now? How are, like, just normal people pulling $60,000 to $80,000 a year surviving? How? How are people surviving on $5,000 a month when rent in Maine is, like, at least $2,500? At least. You know what I mean? I don't know how people are surviving. But anyways, so that's why I've been dragging my butt a little bit. So I apologize for being behind with the episodes. But when you got super low iron, you're tired, you're not as mentally sharp, your body's overcompensating by producing more red blood cells. It takes a lot out of you. So hopefully I can get this fixed. I feel better today. I prayed last night. I said, just whatever is going on, please correct it, my body, you know. And I had a pretty decent sleep last night. Pretty decent. And I felt better today. So I'm hoping that this is an upward trend. I hope I start to feel like myself again. But again, the key point here is I haven't gotten off doing what needs to be done every day. But because I've had to sleep a little bit more, I've been prioritizing certain things, which is why there hasn't been a podcast any. I mean, let's just face it, this doesn't make me any money. So I had to focus on, okay, I got to spend time with the kids, I got to spend time with my wife, and I got to make money, right? So I had to focus on the activities that generate revenue for me. Speaking of that, you know, I told you guys I was going to go to Colombia, and that opportunity looks like it's starting to materialize more and more every day. So I'd be working for a company in the banking sector, not working more as like a consultant. So that's going to be a big, big opportunity there, and I'm excited to see that unfold. I was talking to the gentleman yesterday. We were going through the products that they offer, and it's actually brilliant, man. You know, this is a bank without branches. It's going to be all digital, which allows them to give much, much, much higher interest rates than these brick-and-mortar places because their cost to operate is so low. So it's a fascinating concept, super fascinating concept, and it's for big-time players. It's for people that got, you know, 1, 5, 10, 20, 50 million to invest. They're starting to work with a lot of athletes and A-list celebrities. I don't know how much I'm allowed to disclose or not disclose, but like a lot of NFL players, a lot of guys that play soccer. Like, dude, if I were to tell you some of the names of the guys that they have from the European Soccer League or whatever, dude, it'd blow your mind. They're looking at getting a sports stadium. I think it was either a football or a baseball stadium built with their name on it. So it's big time, big time, big time. So I'm excited about that. And by the way, if you've got a million or more to invest, let me know. I've got a great account for you to put it into. I think you could get like 17% interest a year, which is ridiculous. Ridiculous. I mean, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer if you got the dough. First line defense, we're in beta right now, working out some of the kinks. Working out a couple of the kinks in the sales process. That's been fun. That's been interesting so far. We've got the compensation plan for our VPs and our salespeople all worked out. I mean, that was built from scratch, dude. FLD was literally built from a whiteboard. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Other than that, man, things have just been chugging along. So I was telling my wife and I were talking last night. So it was nice. You know, the kids were asleep. TV was off. Well, it was playing some classical music. We were both off of our phones and we were just sitting there talking to each other, just connecting, which is so important. And I can't stress to you, first off, let's pause there. I can't stress to you how important it is, guys, that you take time to genuinely connect with your wife. And that means kids are in bed or gone, phones are put away, TV's off, and you just sit and talk to each other. And every time my wife and I do that, I feel like we just get so much closer. It's like you sync back up. Like when you live with somebody, man, especially when you have kids, and this is what we were talking about yesterday, the routine can sap the life out of you. Can sap the life out of you. So like we were both talking how it feels recently, like it's been like Groundhog Day. You know, I get up, I do the same thing, the same time, the same way, every single day. It's like every day is a carbon copy of the day before, which is good. That's good, because routine, discipline, very, very important. Doing the same way, the same time, the same thing, the same way, the same time, every day is how you build momentum. And it's especially important for kids. Kids need routine. Okay. Now, it's also a little difficult sometimes because there's just monotony, you know. And we were talking yesterday where you're like, how can we shake things up a little bit? And I realized that as the man of the house, I've got to find ways every once in a while for both of our sakes and the kids' sakes to change things up a little bit. We were talking about, you know, her and I having our, so we've got a nanny that we're in discussions of hiring on full time. Right now she's like doing 2 to 3 days a week. We want to hire her on full time, have her travel with us and stuff. And, you know, we were talking about having her come over around 4, and then my wife and I would drive to Boston. And we'd have a night out on our own and then come back the next morning, you know. Just something to change things up. I was talking about looking at getting us all a cabin, you know, a pet-friendly cabin where we could, you know, take Bane, take the kids, and just go, just you know, change the scenery a little bit. And it's probably one of the toughest things. This is what I was telling my wife. I have a lot of wins in my life. I have a lot of things to be proud of. I have so much to be thankful for. But I told my wife last night, I'm like, when you're in the grind and you're just working and doing and working and doing and building and creating and pushing, you get to a place where you're like, when am I going to have that big win? You know what I mean? When am I going to get that big call? When am I going to close that huge deal? When am I going to have that huge breakthrough? Like I was telling my wife, I haven't had in a while. I've had a lot of little wins, things that just, I can't complain because things go well every day. At the end of the day, every day, everything happens the way it was supposed to happen. Generally, there's problems, there's issues, there's roadblocks, there's curveballs. But generally speaking, everything in my life is operating like a well-oiled machine. But it's easy to get in your own head. Like you can't see the forest, you know, you can't see the, what's that saying? Like you can't see the forest if you're in the trees or something, like, you know what I mean? Like you can't, you need like a bird's eye view sometimes. You need a different perspective so that you don't get discouraged. But sometimes when you're just stacking bricks, you get not discouraged, but you kind of start to ask, okay, when is something going to break through? When am I going to have that breakthrough? You know, for me, I've been at a certain, you know, my goal is I want to be a billionaire, and that's a big jump from where I'm at right now. And I'm like, when am I going to have that one breakthrough? You know what I mean? When's that one big thing going to pop? You know, and then when you take what's happening with my health, and I'm making it sound like a bigger deal. I've got low iron. I'm going to be fine. It's not like I got a cancer diagnosis. When you're stacking the bricks the same time, the same way, every single day, it's easy to kind of get lost in the sauce. It's easy to, again, not necessarily get discouraged, but let's face it, get bored. That's what it is. And I feel like such an ungrateful slouch to say that I'm bored. But I think I'm bored. You know what I mean? And here's the danger. And this is what I have to remind myself by reminding you guys. I'm talking to myself probably mostly right now. But the danger is that people will get bored and they'll stop doing the right things. And things, listen to what I'm about to tell you. Progress is undone at 100 times the rate that it's built. One more time. Progress is undone, comes apart at 100 times the rate that it comes together. How long does it take you to get in shape, and how long does it take you for that to fall by the wayside? How long, think about it, how long does it take you to lose 20 pounds versus how long it takes you to gain 20 pounds? Normal person probably take about 3 months to lose 20 pounds, and you could gain 20 pounds in about a week and a half. Easily. It's really hard to save your first 100,000, your first 500,000, your first million. It's really easy to lose it all. One foul swoop. Progress is undone at 100 times the rate that it's built. So the danger in getting bored, because you don't know how close you are. Like I've it's kind of a corny meme, but it's always stuck with me. It's a cartoon of a guy digging underground, and it shows him discouraged and walking away with a pickaxe over his shoulder. And, you know, he's dug this long tunnel, and there's like a sliver of dirt left, and on the other side there's a bunch of diamonds. But the cartoon is suggesting that right before he got to the big cache of diamonds, he gave up and walked away. And that happens to so many people. You don't know how close you are. You don't know how close you're. Some of you probably so close, but the thing is, like I said, you get bored. You get lost in the proverbial sauce. You take your eyes off the ball. You start questioning the process. You start questioning the process. And then you stop doing the right things. You stop staying disciplined. You stop staying focused. And before you know it, you take 100 steps backwards, and you undo everything that took you months and months and months and months to build and do and put together. Even years. Years of progress can be undone in a month. Years of progress can be undone in a month. It could be undone in a week. You can ruin your whole life in a week. You can ruin your whole life in a day. You can ruin your entire life in an evening. Too many drinks, leave the bar, kill a family. Pfft. Your whole life changed. Your whole life, you'll never be the same. One evening. One too many tequila shots. You know what I mean? You get risky. You think you've got bigger balls and bigger brains than you do in the market. And you're up 20% for the year. You're having a great year, and you make a bad play call, and you're down 70%. You know what I mean? It takes one ill-advised decision to ruin everything that you built. So guys, it's so important. It's so important that you stick to the process, even when it doesn't feel like you're making a whole lot of progress, because chances are you're building the root system. You know what I mean? A little tree starts building its roots first. You know, the bamboo plant grows for 7 years underground before there's any above ground growth. So you got to remember these things, all right? Okay, I love you guys. Have a great day. Let's get it. I'll talk to you soon.